Andy, I was like looking at a bunch of stuff, like my gallery and players and lineups, and like it just looks like we're done. We're just done. I don't know any other way to say it.
Yeah. I mean, that sucks for you. Like, plus side for me, my job, my career, my overall livelihood is not tied to all this.
Yeah,
So.
mine.
Welcome to the show, electric show, where we talk fantasy football, but you never know. We'll start with the game, but we'll soon go astray on topic discussions that we play. We'll analyze the teams, the formation and goals, but in no time we'll talk.
Well, and welcome in to So Rare Andrews. I'm Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on So Rare, joined once again by Black, who's perfectly fine now that we're towards the end. Me, not as much. Andy, thanks for rubbing that in.
Hey, it's important that we just, you know, make sure we get that on the table. You know?
We just get it out there. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Thanks, everyone, for coming in. Ben says Morioka is back, baby, which I didn't even notice. Alex, good evening. And Bob Franklin on the podium. Thank you, you guys, coming in. So we're Juju, what's up? Nixon, the title is scaring me. Toby said, end is definitely near. I'm cursed. We got some sort of YouTube ghost here asking if John Gallagher was credited with a last man tackle. I cannot say. I watched the Austin match yesterday. Kusji, what's up? How excited are we for the summer comps? We'll get to that. Agent Cooper, Sorer saw the title of this stream and chose violence, friendly utility in the summer.
That's funny.
Mills, thanks for coming in. Philly Dilly, the end may be near, but overall, happy slash content with the Euro season. Shaforkle, Risu, what's up? Mike Basson, howdy mates, the end of what is near? We're all doomed. But yeah, while we're still not quite at the end, you hit that like button. Mike Basson, got a sweat on at Mo. As have done over 1.5, 2.5, 3.5 gold accumulator parlay across all. I don't know what any of that means.
Get out of here, Mike.
I don't know. KB said, I've been pleasantly surprised with how good this Euro stuff looks. America a bit less so, but overall, this really excites me. Arthur, the near is the end. Stefan, what's up? Theme tune much better at 1.25 speed. Never even considered that.
Even faster?
Yeah, psychos. David Harkin, that's not a name I know. Woo, I feel like the new intro deserves a cheer. It's not new. Maybe you are, David. Maybe you are. Major NFT, what's up? Thanks, everyone, for coming in. Andy, the end of this Euro season could not come soon enough for me.
Man, I think part of my frustration slash problem slash whatever is almost all of my gallery is teams that are like, they're not playing for anything anymore. So either they have like all their.
Oh, my cards are so good. All my guys have won the title already.
No. I mean, a lot of my players are like West Ham or Fulham, where they're like mid table and they can't get into top six or five or whatever matters anymore. But I do have guys that have clinched, and it's like those guys aren't doing anything either. It's just a mix of guys that nothing matters at this point in the season.
I saw that the entire PSV team is still in. Hold on, let me say this, how all those Europeans say. Ibiza, they're still celebrating, and so they're going to be nice and drunk for their game on Sunday.
You said Ibiza, like Ibiza?
Correct.
Okay.
Ibiza. I think that's actually how they say it there. Sam D with the big news of the day. Jonas Lassell apparently slightly injured, not playing today, which as somebody who has like 19 Jonas Lassell cards, not great.
I like that all Sam had to say was just he didn't need to put any context towards it, just Lossel.
Lossel, yeah. David Arkin, I'm a second time live viewer. The theme is new, is in a few weeks old. That's true. That's true. The new So Rare is still new. Oh, that's fair. That's fair. I'm gonna have a serious conversation with you now, Andy. Or we're all broke.
Let me readjust. Get ready.
Okay. Yeah, please, please. So I was doing what a lot of people do on Wednesday nights in the middle of a game week, checking out all the bot accounts to see what stuff I could throw their way. Mm-hmm. And I really couldn't decide if I wanted to start accumulating classic cards for next Euro season, which for some leagues is literally in 2 months, like it's July.
Yeah.
And never in my wildest dreams did I think that the very next day I would be like, what kind of international friendlies should I be buying cards for? And lo and behold, here we are. How you feeling about that?
Do you realistically ever want to play a card that is going to be playing in a friendly? Okay. I know the answer is maybe, like if it's United States against Trinidad and Tobago or something. But
did we lose that one once, actually?
But like even like a goalkeeper is going to sub in a friendly, right? Like they get unlimited subs in a friendly, I think. Depends on the what they agree upon beforehand, I guess. But there's going to be some weird stuff. Definitely subs before 60. You're not getting your clean sheet bonus on your defenders.
I do wonder about the teams that are playing in the Euros, whether that like last friendly before they do go like regular strength. You said it in Discord, like nobody was asking for this.
No.
Like literally nobody has ever been like, man, why don't we have coverage for friendlies?
Yeah.
No one ever. And now Sora is like, great news, motherfuckers, we got it. And you're just like, huh? That's what?
You know, something like Nations League or, you know. Hey,
there are enough fake competitions out there that we.
Yeah, go find a fake cup and cover it. But a friendly is just whatever. I'll have guys that play and it's not like I'm going to take the stand. Well, I'm not playing these. I'm playing them, you know, but
of course, yeah.
It's just like, yeah. Why, who made that decision? Maybe they just that we already have the Opta coverage. So why not? But
I'm glad you said that part. So I think it's fully because like they have the coverage and they're just like, yeah, we'll just offer anything we have coverage for. And so Opta probably called and they were like, hey, we're going to have some friendly stuff in your feed. And instead of not scoring it, they're like, yeah, all right, we'll just do it. But my favorite line from the friendly games coverage section was, please note that this list is based on the countries for which our data provider should ensure a sufficient level of coverage. Mm-hmm. What could go wrong now, Andy?
Yeah, pay attention to where the game's being played. It's going to be quite important there.
It's also the list that they gave. Like, they included Wales on the list, but didn't include either opponent that Wales are playing. And so it's like, and obviously they're not scoring just one team in a game. Like, you score everyone. I don't know. It
looks like the U.S. plays two friendlies before Copa against Colombia and Brazil.
Yeesh.
Both games at home.
That sounds not like, yay, utility.
Yeah.
Nothing like buying a Matt Turner just for the double guillotined or in a friendly.
If he even plays long enough to get guillotined.
Well, you just have to play.
There's no time limit on that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yonatan said, nothing better than international matches. Friendly games are so funny to watch. This is very, very stupid, though, and I'm the biggest international games advocate. Mike says, pre-tourney friendlies have that dilemma of playing for places versus getting injured and missing out completely,
yeah.
Which I guess is fair. Haligen, I don't think international friendlies play out the same as club friendlies. I think they're a bit more competitive. Maybe, I don't know. I would say they're definitely more competitive, but they're also stupid.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good point because, you know, that manager only gets so much time with those players, so they probably will take it a little more seriously, but still stupid.
Still stupid. Brad Kidd said, don't they have Opta coverage for the Saudi League? Opta has Opta coverage for the Saudi League. I don't believe SoRare pay for Opta coverage of the Saudi League.
Oh, if they paid for it, we'd be getting it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we doing? I said this to Harry. Did I say it during this game week preview? I don't remember. But this feels just like last year when they introduced the U21 Euros. And they were like, hey, great news. And like, that's a legitimate tournament, but also it was one of those that if you thought you had any sort of advantage over European players during the summer, and they were like, nah,
right.
And that's what it feels like again. That it's like, oh, I have all my MLS guys for All-Star. And now they're like, you don't.
Yeah, I don't like those takes. I mean, I'm fine with them adding competitions. Like even the U17 thing, I was annoyed because like I thought I bought like Jesus Ferreira or something. I was like, oh, I got one of the better U23 forwards during the summer, and all of a sudden he wasn't anymore. But in the end, like I'm happy that there's more coverage of the games, something for people to do. Get the market going a little bit because people are going to be trading out of guys, buying guys.
I was willing to accept it for the U21 Euros last year, even though it like came out of absolutely nowhere. The friendlies thing, it's like 3 weeks between the end of the season, and the beginning of Euros and Copa. And they were like, you know what? Don't even worry about those 3 weeks. Let us find some shit games and you guys.
Yeah, play. I mean, it's dumb, but who cares?
I care, Andy.
Why do you care?
I'm personally wronged here.
How?
I don't know. Just because it just feels stupid.
That's stupid. Like, we can agree on that. It's stupid, but who cares? Let's be stupid together. Come on.
KB says, buying for next season on a discount got absolutely cooked by this announcement. I don't think that's entirely fair. This is where I agree with, like, Johannes. An official tournament is different than a bunch of friendlies.
How about this? Is $200,000 a lot for a month of prizes?
So somebody asked that. I think if you want to compare it to giving $150,000 for three MLS game weeks, it feels a little light.
Yeah.
And especially because the stars of SoRare play in this tournament.
Yeah, but you know why it has to be lighter? Because they're not really going to be able to sell cards directly for just this competition. Like MLS one, it's like, hey, people are going to want these cards anyways because it's the start of the year and they got huge premiums. Like SoRare made buckets of money on those cards.
On which ones?
The new MLS cards.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I totally understand why they're like, really, I guess it gives them a reason to extend the auctions of current auctions of Euro sure. players.
Yeah.
But it's really not that many. I mean, how many more can I even do?
Yeah, and people aren't going to really want to be buying old, you know, classic cards from auction, essentially. That's what you're doing at this point. If you buy a
right
in-season right. Europe card, you're buying a classic.
Like they're up to 86 Kimmich rares for yeah. this season.
So
is he at all? Like, are there higher ones?
They're basically auctioning classic cards, and they're going to get
right.
You know, classic value back for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what happened with the, was it Palmeiras? That they like kept auctioning after they took, they were like, oh no, these are old season now.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, it's what Mike said. Gives them less flack for selling them.
They were going to sell them regardless.
Yeah. Skozer said, surely they're just using friendlies as a practice run so people don't complain during the Euros. Why complain about more utility? What are the, what are we practicing?
I don't know.
No practice. It's just...
Practice?
Practice? I don't know about practice. Philly Dilly said, 200K is decent when we didn't think we'd have anything, which I think is a, like, why did we think there was nothing? Like, we all knew there was something.
Well, yesterday there was nothing. Today,
there's 200K. But we thought we were going to have something.
Yes. But yeah. Yesterday, it was zero.
Yes. It's also a lot for no in-season requirement. It's...
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Maybe they can't do an in-season requirement because the season is over.
Yeah, there is no in-season anymore.
Agent Cooper said 100K is going to Pranksy and Nanzo, and that leaves 100K for the rest of us.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So how about...
Please, sir. May I have some more? Yeah.
KB said, collections. People need collection bonus for next season if they don't want to pay a fortune.
Hmm.
I don't even know. Yeah, practicing stupid. SF Does Design got the Allen Iverson reference.
Yeah, there we go.
Game. Talking about practice. Anyway.
What's Allen Iverson up to nowadays?
I have no idea.
I mean, his son plays in the NBA, right?
No.
No?
In the NBA?
Yeah. Or who am I thinking of? Somebody, they have a junior. There's a couple juniors.
There are a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought Allen Iverson had one, but I guess not. I don't think
so. Mike said there's an in-season bonus until next season start. Come on, guys, don't forget that rule. I mean.
Hmm.
Oh, that's right. AI did get, did you see the statue that he got outside of the stadium in Philly?
Oh, yeah, I did. I did.
One of the most insulting things I have ever seen.
Yeah.
I got to pull that up. Sorry for the serious conversations before. We'll get back to our regularly scheduled shenanigans. So, American sports franchises are notorious for these like gaudy statues of their of stars. And Allen Iverson finally got one in Philadelphia. He's one of the greatest players they've ever had. And the thing is like 2 feet tall.
Do you remember the Ronaldo statue?
The one that looked like nothing like him?
Yeah.
It was like, wasn't it just his head?
Yeah, it was like a bust, I think. And
right.
And he looked handicapped in some way.
There it is.
Yeah.
That doesn't look, would you buy a Sora card with this face on it?
Oh man. Probably not. But I would buy if I could get that bust and like display it in my house, I would totally do it.
Okay.
It'd be cool to get like two players like that and like outside my front door, put them on like pillars or something to walk into my house. You got to walk by the Ronaldo pillar.
I like that. I like that. David said Sora mentioned to keep something to do for rivals too, which actually infuriates me more.
Oh, you don't want to talk about 2.0?
How many games have you played?
Oh, a lot.
You have,
you know,
right?
Yeah. You know my rep is? Two.
Is that good or bad?
I keep losing. Yeah. Oh. Well, so I did dumb things. I need to just play games that I have pro cards in. And I keep trying to, you know, like play, because I'm not going to win if it's an even playing ground. Like I need the pro card advantage. So I got to really focus on the games where I've got an edge. And I haven't been doing that. Not good enough.
Is it because your pro cards are playing these worthless games this time of year?
That's part of it.
You need Santos to come back.
Yeah, or it's like I had some players that play for Nice, and they were playing against PSG yesterday, and that I don't think that went very well.
Shout out to you for knowing it's Nice.
Yeah, it's like the one thing I've ever pronounced correctly. Ever.
Quick NBA tangent here. Agent Cooper says, I know everyone bangs on about LeBron and Jordan, but I honestly think there's an argument for AI being the GOAT. At his peak, he was definitely the most exciting player to watch in the NBA. You are insane.
There was like,
I think Iverson was phenomenal, but come
on. Wasn't it like a 3-year window or something? Like the window's shorter for Iverson.
He was never the absolute best player. Maybe pound for pound, if we want to play that game. Anyway.
Muggsy Bogues might have an edge there. But...
Yeah. SF on Sorare. I think that's what it is, but I always want to just pronounce it sponsor. I'm in Division One for Rivals, but have no tickets. It's a struggle.
Don't do it. Don't tell them how many tickets you have.
So actually I'm going to complain for a quick second because I'm one of those people who like having, like a notification show and yeah. I can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
So on the Rivals thing or on the homepage says arena ticket available, but you can't really actually claim it.
Yeah. That's,
it's just getting me to come here and get angry.
Yeah.
What does that say? Oh, share link. Yeah. But yeah,
they should probably fix that. Cause technically it's not a ticket available. It's like you get a free game. By the way, is there any Rivals games that we can play right now?
Who cares? Ben said being in the UK is a cheat code for Rivals. If we play only commons, we face only common lineups. I'm surprised Sean hasn't moved to the UK yet just for that.
Yeah, that's not even good enough for me, though. I need to have, like, you know, at least a 2 pro card advantage over somebody to beat them.
Yeah, see, Colonel Dickweed is a fellow notification ender.
And the UI still kind of sucks for Rivals. Just looking at it, it's kind of hard to find a game.
Is there? Well, Midgerland is playing right now, or about? Oh, are they about to play?
Like, I wish there was just a view that showed.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the list of upcoming games based on the current time. Versus like, the UI has like you can sort it by leagues and other stupid things that I don't really care about.
Isn't it right here in matches?
Yeah, but like you got to click into the different lead. Oh, maybe what does the sort by do? I haven't really. I guess I haven't played around with that enough. Okay. Well, I suck. I'm complaining about something that they've already.
Oh, hold on. But then it breaks it down. Anyway, let's play.
Oh, yeah, that is still stupid. Like, why even have the leagues? I'm going to challenge you.
You know what I don't like about this, Andy, is that I have a new season Magnus Mattsson super rare that has more XP and they won't let me play it.
Yeah.
Does this card look familiar to you?
Oh, is that your old or my old card?
Not yours, no. Oh. It's the only other one that exists.
Okay. I guess he's been doing all right, huh? I see a couple green
scores. He's going full Copenhagen right now.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, that's what you're doing? Oh, well, shit.
Yeah, you're like, this is what you have to beat me with. Yeah.
I'm not playing. I'm not playing.
Why not?
Because I don't have any of those cards. There's no way I'm outsmarting here.
I'm only going to have 3. I'll put. Yeah, I only have 4.
Okay. Then I'll beat you with. I'll beat you with your own guys then. It's going to hurt to lose to your favorite team.
How do I? Oh, play free now. Oh. All right. I'm in. Look at this. Look at me playing Rivals.
What about this Charles guy? What do you think about Charles?
He sucks.
What about Cho?
If anyone's going to score, it's going to be Cho.
Okay.
But if you notice that I picked everybody from Copenhagen.
Yeah. Captain Badge going to Cho because he's going to score. Laird guaranteed it.
It would be great if you beat me with a Midgeland stack as I stack Copenhagen.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's going to happen. So
yeah. So rivalries, do I have to... Here's Tuggy. Where are you? There you are. Challenge. Oh, my God. All right. Wasn't I on the game already? All right. Invitation sent. Good luck, even though I don't mean it. Anyway. Yeah, the... Did somebody mention... Oh, no, never mind. Never mind. This game is absolutely huge in the Danish title race. It is. It is. And they're good. So it's, was there an update on Lassel? Was it just like a small injury? As somebody who has way too many of them. God, I have so many dead real lineups. Anyway. Oh,
sorry, I'm FC busy. Lucky 47. Busy over here.
What's that?
I'm busy over here.
Oops. It's Why does it say I have a request, but I can't accept the request? I don't want to follow.
Yeah. Just, like, that took me way too long to do all that. Like
the whole 2 minutes.
Just, for one game, I feel like I should be able to spit those out faster. Like, it still seems clunky. Like, I'm clicking on things, and it's not all intuitive. Just a little polish on it is all they need. A little more polish. Talking about rivals. Fuck rivals.
Do you think? No. I'm gonna combine it here.
Okay.
Do you think that there was going to be a time in the next, like this time in 3 weeks, that you and I would be streaming and being like, you know, I wish they had a rivals match for this Wales Gibraltar friendly. It's really a bummer we don't. Like that wasn't gonna happen.
No.
But instead, we're going to be sweating it for All-Star Rare. And Harry's going to win because of Brennan Johnson. I don't know.
You don't think that there's some kind of fun to, you know, getting like a Gibraltar stack? You know, there might be some people out there that you know, they're not going to get their Euro utility, but they're from that country and they want to make a stack of their team.
What do you think somebody from Gibraltar is called?
Gibraltan.
Gibraltan? I was going to go...
A jabroni. Yeah.
I was going to say like Gibraltis.
It's got to be a 10. Gibraltan.
Gibraltarians. Gibraltarians. Oh,
that's like the... that's like what you would call like a someone from like another planet or something. Right? Just reminds me of like a sci-fi movie or something.
It was like the those were the last the people in Avatar 2.
Maybe.
They fought the Gibraltarians. Gibraltarians? I can't figure out where to put the emphasis.
I saw a cool video today. Somebody took one of those like steel molten balls. Have you ever seen those videos and they put them on something?
I tweeted it.
Oh, on what? The pineapple?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit. Then maybe I saw it because you tweeted it. Oh, God.
Here it is, right there. But for anyone who hasn't seen it.
I mean, it's like, impressive, right?
Yeah. It was just this molten ball. On a pineapple, and the pineapple is just unfazed. I'm just going to skip ahead because it then they show it. Yeah, that's all the damage right there. That's it. This is why you don't eat the skin. Anyway.
Imagine you could if you wanted to.
Asking if I saw a pineapple video. Come on. Come on.
Of course he did. Of course.
Alexander Maxim, huge relegation game this weekend. Yeah, he's been cooking. I wonder, was Romania on the list of we get a Romanian friendly anywhere? Bob said that's this only works with fresh pineapple, dried would burn. Who the hell eats dried pineapple?
Like dehydrated, I think is what he means.
No, I know, but like, why would you eat that?
Because it's like a, okay, there's a reason for it, because you can bring it anywhere as like a quick snack. You don't have to keep it fresh. It doesn't have to stay cold. You can put it in a little Ziploc bag and you get, now you can pull it out of your pocket whenever you want and you got some pineapple in your pocket.
You got your vouch pineapple? All right.
Yeah.
You got me. Gator Guy should advise his clients to build pineapple walls. That's a good idea. And yeah, why don't they just do that in like Northern California for all the wildfires?
Seems genius. It'd be difficult to get all of the pineapple skin though. Like, how are you going to get everybody to send it to you?
You just buy a bunch of pineapple.
Yeah. You don't think that rotting flesh is going to like deteriorate over time?
It's a fair point.
You'd have to like coat it with something, formaldehyde or something.
Yeah. Well, all right. Problem solved. I mean,
yeah, that was easy.
What would the world do without this show?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Anyway. yeah. So Andy, should I buy cards for next European season?
You play pretty much all classic, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Although I'm starting to be a little contender in season boy for the summer.
Okay. For Europe, I would say, well, is this financial advice or not?
Ooh, that's a good question. You give me the financial advice, but we'll pretend it's not.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's financial advice or not, but I would definitely buy Europe cards now to start preparing. Like me personally, I'm not going to, because I've got the classic cards that I'm going to need to play in season. So whatever in season I want to buy, I've got to wait until it's in season.
Right.
I may do something fun though. Like if some transfers go my way, I might build some fun, like, classic stacks, but I obviously have to wait to see for what's going to happen there. Like,
so do you have like a watch list of other Burnmouth players for your like Veerman and Biscagli cards for next season?
Fuck off, man. That's a good idea though. I probably should do that. Yeah.
Really dilly. Quote, I'm not personally going to do this, but you definitely should. Yeah, that's what financial advice is all about. But this is a good question from Vita. Are you saving cash for in-season purchases?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I've basically everything from MLS that I've won in season, I've not spent a dime of it. It's just sitting there in my account. And that's going to be kind of my bankroll going into Europe season. And once we see what things will cost, then I can kind of figure out how much am I able to do here.
Yeah.
What kind of damage can we do?
Ben says we should buy South American cards that are going on break, but they're still in season through until Christmas. Chile and Argentina are sneaky in season cards. That's what I've been trying to do, is Argentina at least. I didn't even know we had a licensed Chilean team.
What is the Chilean team?
Católica, maybe?
I thought they were Peruvian.
Oh, it is. Yeah, no. This one.
Ah.
Not to be confused with the other Católica.
Does that club have something to do with the Catholic Church in some way?
This is the Rafael Romo's team, the other one. I don't know
those are different teams.
Yeah. This one is in Ecuador, and this one is in Chile.
Okay.
And this is the one we have the license for.
What does Universidad mean?
Want to take a guess?
I wasn't sure. So it's affiliated with a school somehow?
I guess so. I don't know.
Because I think, is it Pumas? I think Pumas is similar in Liga MX.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Started as a school. Yeah. Frequently facing the historical rival of.
It started as a school, but does it, is there any affiliation now? Like, are these kids,
are you going to go buy cards because it does or doesn't?
I mean, I just kind of want to know.
Just a curious guy, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then also
says historically a lot of South American clubs are university clubs.
And then also, do you have to be Catholic to play at this club?
Ooh, good question. Good question. Yeah. Kind of like the athletic club.
I was thinking more like how Chivas is like, we only let Mexicans play on our
club.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Maybe somebody in chat is an expert historian or something.
It's probably Vita. Agent Cooper says, 4 weeks into the European season, there's always an international break. That's when I'm going to buy some in-season cards. Still expensive, but there should be a drop-off from the preseason hype. Which actually, Andy, there was a question earlier in the chat that I didn't necessarily skip, but it wasn't what we were talking about at the time. But somebody was basically asking how much we think cards are going to be when they come out or how they sell them. I don't know.
Prices are going to cost whatever Pranksy says they're going to cost. If he's buying more in-season cards, which I imagine he will.
Surely.
Because now he's got his classic base. Now he layers on his new in-season cards, and he can play both for an entire season. Although he already was because he had so many in-season cards.
It's so many in-seasons, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if there'll be some interesting deals to be had from Pranksy, who's just like, I have too many.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Come buy my shit ones.
Yeah.
I think the single, let me make this really dramatic here. I believe that the single most important moment and decision in the history of NFT fantasy sports, and maybe in the history of mankind, is how many cards they will distribute right away and how they sell them.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with how dramatic that was, but I tend to agree. Yes.
How are they going to do it? Agent Cooper's looking at one ETH for the Calvin Phillips 1 of 100.
They're definitely going to utilize Instant Buy in some way, but you can't distribute all of them through Instant Buy. People just won't buy, Declan Rice for one ETH if it gets that high. It's just, they're not going to pay it. And if they use the current algorithm, it'll take too long to drop, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, look at this. See, Vita agrees with me. Maybe not about the level of drama. He said, this is going to determine the whole curve of price decay and possibly how relevant classic competitions are going to be for the whole year. It's like, they know it. That's my, like, they've acknowledged it. I feel like they have really put themselves in a bind. And maybe they're confident they can do it, but it does feel whole like that's our plan and we're really striving to do it. But if they had waited like 1 month for the in-season cash comps, do you think everybody would be furious?
That would be annoying, yeah. Is part of what you and Vita are saying, like if they release all of the in-season cards and everybody gets what they want, then once the classic comp, like if you win a in-season card in classic, it's just going to be worth less because everybody kind of already has what they need? Or is that just a separate factor?
I think that's separate, yeah. I think it's basically, if everybody can compete right away, then it's like that's the maximum utility that you'll have. And so price decay?
I think Vita, that's kind of what Vita was saying. He said, if you give out too many, you're screwed. If you give out too little, you can always adjust, but they're slow to press the trigger. And also, if you're too slow, your user base starts to get a little, you know, exactly. upset, angry, whatever.
Yeah. So the it just feels like I think it's reasonable. And I think reasonable people would understand that if they didn't flood the market,
mm-hmm.
like Kimmich rares, 35 of them are available on day one. If they don't do that, then we would understand if the first prize pools were a little less because they're just not as many cards. If they're the same, then obviously the prices of those cards will be astronomical, like depending on how many,
right.
how many are going to be sold. But I really hope we have some clarity.
So I think regardless, the prices of those cards are going to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's more if the prize pool in for the first weekend, and they keep saying that like they want the in-season comp to be active in the first weekend. If the total value of that prize pool is the same as the one in September and October, let's say, obviously it's very different.
We should never advocate for So Rare to give out less money.
I'm not saying less total money, just distribute it differently.
Away less at the beginning, more at the end? Because we've had that conversation too, where
I don't even think it needs to be like more in the end, but just I really think the most important thing is some sort of transparency of how many cards, like when cards are coming. When is the 25th Harry Kane getting sold? If it's getting sold in August, it's way different than if it gets sold in October. And so that's what we need to know.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder how they could do that. I mean, they've never done anything like that in the past. And I don't know if they don't want to, or if they don't know how to do it, or maybe a little bit of both.
I think you kind of made the interesting point that if they do instant buy, like at some point, it's just too much.
Right.
And like cards are not selling at that. And how quickly can they reduce it? But it does feel like instant buy is just going to make those first card prices like absurd.
Which, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if people are willing to pay it, then that's what they should sell for. But it almost makes you like feel like there needs to be a quicker quicker update frequency on those cards. Like
yeah.
Dutch auctions would be a good way of doing those, and you could spit them out faster through Dutch auctions. But I know that like obviously they probably don't like the idea of a Dutch auction because it caps the, you know, the ceiling of a card, like the price that a card can sell for. So like on a unique, I get it, we don't really see those crazy buys anymore, but you really don't want to cap the, as a company like So Rare, you don't want to cap the top that someone
is
willing
fair.
To spend for a card.
Yeah, that's fair. Agent Cooper said they'll flood the market with players that smash their faces off on opening weekend. The problem is that like we want to have those cards already.
Yeah.
Like if you're playing in season.
Maybe they could do like Dutch auctions or instant buys that update quickly, like a Dutch auction.
Yeah.
For like the first week or something would be a good way of getting those out.
Instant buy
where the prices update on buys and every hour they'll drop.
The difficulty with instant buy is you don't really know where the price is, what people are willing to pay until the auction. And then you were saying how Dutch auctions will limit your upside, but like instant buy kind of does too. That if you have an instant buy at $100 and someone's like, yes, I'll pay that. And then you're like, all right, well, the next one's 120. And someone's like, yep, take it. And then you're like, all right, it's 160. Yep, I'll take that. And now those three are kind of like underpriced.
Yeah.
And that's actually going to be the opposite of what we see, because usually the earlier mints are higher. But now we'll see the opposite, because everyone's like, oh, that's too cheap, too cheap, too cheap. I'll buy that.
Right.
And then we're all broke. I forgot about the complaining of the dropping price. And then we're all broke.
Yeah. Right.
What do you think about Siri's idea that we should they should only do the top five leagues?
Just cover the top five leagues. No, I mean, the core of the game has been, you know, some of these other leagues, like Belgium would be gone. And, you know, there's a lot of people that have fallen in love with the Belgian league. And plenty of other leagues, like you're a Danish football lover, whatever the hell that means. But yeah, people love all these other leagues. I've fallen in love with Liga MX of all things. Like, yeah, I don't like that idea at all.
Agreed.
And I do think I do agree though that they do need to find a better way of making some of these like other cards. And people have talked about this on every show ever for the past year, finding more ways to provide value for lower end cards. Mm-hmm. I think that they've changed their format in a way where we're incentivizing people to build the best teams. Great. But I do think that there should always be some sort of capped mode, whether it doesn't need to be thresholds, but giveaway boxes. Do cap 240, cap 270, cap 220 forever and giveaway boxes. People are going to play them. People are going to have extra cards. People are going to need to buy goalkeepers to go into those teams. Keep those cap modes forever with boxes and put really cool boxes at the top of the reward pools. And we always have utility for mid type of cards. I mean, if a card's shit, it's shit, and we shouldn't make it good. But yeah. But yeah, keep the cap modes for boxes, and now we have utility for lots of cards.
So the new gameplay, I was like looking at some stats, and I'm not gonna like bore you with all this stuff. In fact, I may have even shared some of it with you. But just looking at like the number of lineups that people can play now, it's just so much higher. Yeah. And even if you're like competing for a box or like something, it's just so much nicer to have your cards actually being used instead of like the endless training lineups we used to do. Or when we only have three or up to eight, it's like you still have cards like on the side. And so it's like so much nicer to have more lineups. And obviously getting rid of All-Star and the cap modes, like that's reducing, you know, however many scarcities you play, like a lot of lineups you could be losing in the, you know, in August. Mm-hmm. Where was I going with that? I was going somewhere with that. Oh, the boxes. So they did announce like some of these things, you know, there'll be 50% chance of cool shit in these boxes now. And they were like, yeah, we have like five things. And they listed four of them and they were like, and more. What do you think the more is?
Market credits? I don't know.
No. Andy, did you read?
Coupons?
No.
So are data memberships, right?
Ooh, how about that? No. Each offering a chance to win one of five items, including cards, level ups, jerseys, market credits, and more.
Oh, Rivals tickets?
Oh, God, please no.
Larry just threw up in his mouth. Swallow it down, man. Keep it together.
No, I think they said it was like something. Oh, yeah. Reward boxes will feature a brand new, exciting item for the first time. Stay tuned for more details.
Was that was on the blog today?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Apparently. Do you even know how to read? Oh my God, JPH had a goal off the bench. I love Norway. Here we go. Here we go. Stay tuned.
I love it. I love the hype. Give me the hype. Give me the announcement of the announcement.
Announcement, baby.
I love it. I know people hate it, but I love it.
Fitness packs.
Socks. Yeah. Give me some Sober socks.
Did you know they have Sober socks?
I don't know. Don't like hats because I already have a hat, but give me some socks.
Hold on. I think I have a picture.
I can wear the socks on the sly. People won't be asking me what the hell is that? Just wear pants. Cover them up.
I swear I have one.
If you wore a pair of Sober underwear, would you wear them?
Every day.
Would they need to be boxers, briefs, boxer briefs? What would your preference be there? Oh, I guess they exist.
Shout out to Air One, SRR1. Those are his feet. I would wear anything that said Sober on it. Mm.
Tried to find the answer to a question there and didn't get it.
Maybe there is no answer to that question.
Tables.
Euros Custom Series cards. Oh! No.
Hmm.
Very simple. Your supply of pineapple. And then I can build my house.
Dried pineapples, though.
Do you think a year's supply is like one pineapple per day?
Yeah, that's how all those places do it. So when they opened the new Chick-fil-A up out in near where I live, it was like, hey, get in line on the first day and the first 100 customers get a year's supply of Chick-fil-A. And it's like, fuck yeah. And then you read the details and it's like one chicken sandwich per day for the full year. Which is great, don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
How often am I actually going to go? And then when I do go, how often am I going to be like, well, one chicken sandwich ain't going to cut it. I'm going to need fries and a drink and maybe another chicken sandwich to go with those. Oh, and I got my kids with me, so I can't eat in front of them.
Do you think you'd go every day if you could eat as much as you wanted to every day there?
So it breakfast. Depends. Oof, I love their breakfast. I think it was just for a chicken sandwich. I don't think you could get other things.
Yeah. But like, their breakfast is just a chicken on a biscuit, though, right?
It is, and it's wonderful. But
I'm sure.
The one thing, too, is I think you could only use it at that location.
Yeah.
The campus I work at has a Chick-fil-A on campus. If I could use it there, I would walk down, and then for lunch, I would just like bring, you know, like some fruit or something, and then I would get my chicken sandwich, and then I would eat some fruit at my desk, and I'd be good every day.
Yeah, you're good.
So, if I could do that, I'd be in, but otherwise, like, am I going to get in my car to drive to Chick-fil-A to get one chicken sandwich every day? Probably not.
Yeah, no, that's fair. what were we talking about before that?
I don't know, but Laird, do you know what we've never really talked about? Buffets. What's your stance on buffets?
Honestly...
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't we be honest about this?
Because I'm a little embarrassed.
Okay, are buffets the things, like, is that something that everyone kind of knows about what a classic American buffet is? Do people really, do the Euros know what that is?
Like a Golden Corral?
Golden Corral, yes.
Yeah, so that's not what I was thinking. And the only reason I say that is because I used to go to Vegas every year with RotoWire, and we would do breakfast was at their buffets, and the buffets at some of the hotels in Vegas are
they're phenomenal.
Yeah. So that's what I think of with buffets, and I adore them. But I have a quality line that I'm not willing to cross. And so I won't go to any buffet. No. But
so you won't go to Golden Corral.
I've never been. And
the big issue is the clientele. No offense to anybody that's listening.
Yeah. I feel like we're could really offend someone. And
that's okay. I'm going to keep going. the clientele usually isn't the cleanest. They're not, you know, it's, and I say that because like a lot of times it's families and kids, and you have a kid that was just picking their nose, and then they're going for the tongs, and then they're getting chicken, and then now I got to go next. And I'm like, that kid was just picking her nose, and now I got to get chicken wings with the same pair of tongs. Buffets aren't really for me. Like the really nice upscale ones, like in Vegas or something, I'm fine with that, especially because they're kind of like, they're more so like giving you the food.
Yeah.
But like when it's self-serve and everybody's just going nuts, I don't know.
Yeah, it's exactly how I feel. Colonel Dickweed said, I always love a buffet, but it's never something I actively seek out to eat. Which, yeah, I don't think I've ever eaten at one outside of Las Vegas. And I don't plan on
doing it. As a kid, you never went to Ponderosa?
No.
Fun story, when I was little, my family didn't have a ton of money. So there was a night where kids eat free, but it was like one parent could bring in one kid, and we had three kids. So we had this deal where my mom would take one of us into Ponderosa with her, and the other two kids had to stand by the exit door. And after they got in and got settled and paid and everything, my mom would crack open the exit door, and then we'd sneak in, and then we'd get free food.
Wow. So, I mean, that's like literally stealing.
Sue me. Come get me, Ponderosa.
I'm not going to sue you. You're just going to call the police.
Well, they're out of business now, right?
Grand Theft Taco.
Yeah.
Are they? Yeah, I haven't seen one. So,
Never went to Shoney's?
What's that?
Shoney's? Never went to Shoney's?
I don't know what that is either.
Okay. Wow.
I love the idea of them. And maybe I'm just skewed by this Vegas thing, because it's like you could literally have as much as you want of any cuisine, mm-hmm. which like doesn't exist everywhere, obviously. And so, yeah, I like the idea more than the execution.
Fair enough.
A lot
of sober things that kind of fit that bill too. I like the idea, but I don't like the execution. Like Rivals.
I'm playing Rivals right now, man.
Ah, of course. Who's winning our match?
It hasn't started yet. No. Well, it starts in 1 minute.
Okay.
We could watch it live. One football, I assume.
There's no way I'm watching that game.
Like the only games I watch, literally.
Really?
Yeah. Like it's actually easier for me to watch a midweek game that is being played in Denmark than like a weekend MLS game.
Yeah. But you're at the point where like your son and probably, I don't know how old all your kids are, but your son's definitely playing multiple soccer games every weekend. And maybe even some of those are out of town. So you're probably not around, not sitting around the house on the weekend, really.
That is true. That is true.
Which, that's another absurd thing that European people are like, what the hell is he talking about? But like our youth soccer here in the States is ridiculous. And a lot of times your weekend involves driving 3 hours for your kid to play one game because you've got these crazy clubs that think it's a great idea. It depends on the town too. Like we have really, really competitive soccer here in St. Louis and our league is really good, but clubs still want to take their top teams out of town to go play on a pretty regular basis, like the regional stuff.
Yep.
And I don't know. It doesn't always make sense.
Philly Dilly said that's why the Premier League is great, because you can watch Saturday morning and still have all day left. I would like European football is for me just so much easier to watch than MLS. Agent Cooper said, Turkish all-inclusive hotels have the best all-you-can-eat buffets. I went on holiday there last year and had plates with half Italian food and half Chinese food. I put on a lot of weight. Yeah, that's the dream.
Half Chinese and half Italian.
Yeah.
So that's like pizza and chicken fried rice.
Yeah.
You can even put the chicken fried rice on the pizza. No?
Yeah, just throw in a taco somewhere and you're good to go. What else could you want, man?
Yeah, it's like Mexican and Chinese all together.
There's a, I don't remember what it is. There's like a phrase for that. There are like plenty of, there are like a lot of restaurants in the US that are just that, like half Chinese, half Mexican. What is it called? I don't remember.
You should be proud, Agent Cooper. He said he's not proud. He should be proud.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Agreed. What were we talking about today about So Rare? I don't remember.
The European season ending.
Oh, yeah. Well, so what was your not financial advice about me getting cards?
Oh, we're not talking about buffets anymore. No. I think if there's cards out there that you want and you don't, you're not worried about like players moving or anything, you should go ahead and do it now. But like, for me, there's still too much uncertainty and I'm not good at following, like news and stuff like, and being able to see through the bullshit. Cause there's so much bullshit around like, yeah. Oh, this player, like Alex Garcia might be going to Leverkusen. Like, I don't know, maybe that is a good rumor, but maybe it's not at all.
Mm-hmm. Were you calling that a good rumor because it's a good place or that it was a reliable source?
Well, yes on both of those.
Oh, okay.
Then, like, if Vertz is there, doesn't Vertz take all the sets? So, like, how much would Garcia get? And, like, is it really a better place? Mm-hmm. For, I don't know. So, like, there's like lots of things to weigh there when thinking about moves like that.
So because of that, do you not have any interest in buying what you consider very cheap cards of players that could possibly move and trying to play that game?
No, I still would, but like I like typically like to have kind of like a plan. I don't like to just like buy this and then buy this and then buy this. Like I need to, like, I don't even know what league Garcia is going to be playing in. So yeah. Like, am I going to be building a team for the La Liga, weeklies or La Liga division or for the Bundesliga division? Like I need to kind of sort that out before I start buying stuff. That's, I don't really want to play champion. Champions, like where I'm going to put players when like teams have bye weeks and stuff or a league's not playing. I would rather avoid champion because I think that there's going to be really good teams there.
One of the, where was, Vita was mentioning, oh, here it is. So the Euros are from June 15 to July 15th. And then 1 week later, five or six Euro leagues start up. Presumably without some of the players if they're playing in the Euros.
Those guys all go on vacation, won't they? Isn't that like a normal thing? They go on vacation and miss like the first week of club ball?
Yeah, but like the Champions Leagues, like the top five, tend to start like mid-August, but like Jupiler, Eredivisie, Super League, like they start in July, and it's like, how many of those guys are going to be playing? Yeah, I don't know. Agent Cooper, could Copa America Utility give me the opportunity to get out of my Camilo Vargas Super Rare? I hope there's just one manager who's interested.
Agent Cooper, I heard pretty compelling rumors Vargas potentially to the MLS. I don't know where, but I don't know where it even makes sense. But I mean, I don't know, maybe RSL or Houston, or I don't know, there's potential landing spots for him. That would be the time to move him.
Yeah. What are the odds that it's actually Avocado that goes to MLS, and then Vargas and Santa Maria both go to Santos?
So that's, with those two clubs having the same ownership group, they do a lot of funky stuff like that. So that could definitely happen.
I need Vargas and Santa Maria back together.
And if Acevedo plays the way that he's currently playing, he could be a backup somewhere because he has been not great.
Yeah. Enrique said, what do we think about Matt Turner for Copa America?
Probably,
but he's a starter, yeah.
I think all of our goalkeeping options kind of suck. So if he had like one bad game, I could definitely see them being like, well, he's out of form, bring in somebody else.
When is the squad like announced?
It's gotta be soon, right?
Right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Are we finally at a moment where Sean Johnson doesn't make it?
Well, let's see here. Zach Steffen is going to make the team, right?
Right. Steffen, Turner, and then Horvath?
Maybe. I mean, at least he's been playing. So.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's probably the three you take.
I can't think of who. Are we missing like a big one
they wouldn't bring like Gaga or something, would they?
Right. Or, yeah, Brady. Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it'd be Gaga before Brady.
Yeah. Can we just not call him that? Like, are we really serious with this? Gaga?
I would never be on board with calling him Gaga. And then, I don't know.
At some point, just float right out of you there.
Yeah. It's like a baby word or something.
Right. Literally. Oh my God, Evian. Sorry.
U.S. has so many weird guys that our starting lineup is like guys that can't really cut it in Europe. You would think that we could come up with a better 11.
I don't think that's fair.
I think it is. Like, you look at a few of them. Like, Pulisic is doing great in Milan.
Mm-hmm.
And Jedi was great at Fulham.
Yep. So was Ream.
Ream didn't play the last.
But, like, yeah, before that. Before.
Ream hasn't played since, like, November.
Is that right? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So, like, I guess bring him. Who else is going to play center back, right?
I saw Stu Holden had a three at the back, like lineup that he wanted to see, but it included Ream. It was Ream. Who were the other two? Ream, CCV, and I don't remember who the third one was.
Was it Miles Robinson? Or?
No, I thought it was going to be Robinson, and it wasn't.
Oh. Who's the guy that played Chris Richards or something?
Richards. That's exactly who it was. Yeah. And then it was Weah and Jedi as the wingbacks.
Okay.
Adams and McKenny in the midfield. Gio Reyna at the 10. And that's when I was like, I should stop watching this, but I kept going. And then it was Pulisic and Balogun up front.
Yeah. Balogun didn't have a very good year either, did he?
No.
In France. It's like I won his card and he started off kind of hot and I was like, yes, and I kept it. Yeah. And then he didn't do anything the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a fun lineup, but it's very similar to what you would probably already be running. You're just playing an extra center back. And I don't know that they need to be playing an extra center back. Like, I don't know what the purpose there is. You'd be taking Musa out of the lineup.
And I was just about to say, I really like center back instead, and like he needs to be on the field.
Yeah.
There was who was on that team? So Yunus Musa was on a U15 England team that he captained?
Yeah, I saw that.
Who else was on that team?
Everyone. It was like... It was like Saka and
it was right, like Cole Palmer and yeah. And it was like, oh, Musa was captain. It's like, oh, sweet. I'm gonna have to find that. Was that U15?
They were young, yeah.
Let's see here. It was U15. Here we go. Thank God for the internet. So Musa, yeah, there's Palmer, Madueke. Oh, Jude, Musiala.
Yeah.
Couldn't even sniff the starting 11 of a team that Yunus Musa was the captain of.
It's crazy. Now a vital player for U.S. men's national team.
How about your name being Armstrong Akoflex?
A hell of a name.
Where is that guy now?
Armstrong and Flex all in the same name.
He was a hammer.
Wow.
He's in Zurich now. All right. Anyway. Nixon said he beat my team last night. Are we talking about
his men's league Wednesday night team? Yeah.
Poor Aqua Flex.
Yeah. I don't know. Pepe can be in the team, but I don't, like, what makes you think that he should be starting?
Yeah, no. Eugene Cooper. Yeah, we do have our hype boys. You picked the wrong Aronson, though.
No. Yeah, I think neither of them are very good, but I'm a hater. Gio can go fuck too. Honestly, with him, he just needs to be healthy and play somewhere. Play somewhere for more than a month and be healthy, and you know, you might turn good, but dude can't get on the field.
And he keeps just ending up in worse places.
Yeah, like I read something yesterday. We're talking about how his move to Nottingham, that's where he went, right?
Yeah.
It was like the dumbest thing ever because Nottingham's best player plays his position, and it was like he's not going to beat – I don't even know who it is, but he's not going to beat him out. Crazy.
Major NFT, the answer is yes, they will cover the Olympics. We're still waiting to find out which sports they're going to cover, but yes, they're covering the Olympics. A long jump action?
I like the triple jump, but
Every time I see the triple jump, I'm like, how do people not just get hurt doing this all the time?
Yeah. Looks absurd.
Yep.
I think my favorite Olympic event, before you read that, is the one where they ski and then they shoot and then they ski more. That was great. Of course, it's
biathlon. But
might be biathlon or, yeah, that seems right.
Yeah, biathlon. Why?
Like, why did they choose those two things?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're like
a biathlon could be two of like anything, and they're like, no. It's going to be cross country skiing and shooting.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you get your heart rate all built up and you get tired, and now you got to, you know,
settle the nerves and
aim this rifle. And then, you know, maybe it's like the thing that like hunters did, like they got to ski to find the moose and then they got to shoot it. And now they got to ski more to take it back to their cabin. And I don't know. I'll bet there's a cool origin story to biathlon.
It's too bad that they didn't just turn it into a triathlon where the third thing is just carrying the thing that you just killed.
That would be good.
Like, why did we stop shooting?
They get a bunch of moose carcasses and you got to carry them.
No, you have to kill the moose.
Okay.
You're not just shooting at things. Not a target. It's a moose. Yeah. Major, he said, shoot, if they're doing friendlies, might as well do Olympic soccer. No, they actually are doing Olympic soccer and friendlies. Anyway, the end of the Euro season is here, Andy, but So Rare never ends. How about that?
I hope.
Yeah, really. More for my livelihood, my bills. How about this? The target should be pineapples. And then you have to ski holding as many pineapples as you can. You can't just like throw it on your shoulder like a small deer.
It's like me when I go to the grocery store. We call them carts. I know that they call them buggies or something in Europe. Isn't that right? Buggies. And I also don't get the little hand thing. I go in like a complete barbarian and I'm just like Cheerios, pineapples. And then I'm like, when I get to the thing, I'm like, I got all this stuff.
Wait, you don't even use a cart?
No. I mean, typically I don't do the grocery shopping. I'm going to get a couple things. You know, it's like, oh, shoot. They have a new flavor of Oreos. I got to get those. Yeah. And then I end up with way too much. And then, you know, I'm just like, at the checkout counter.
And then you always have to tell her, you're like, I was only here for milk.
Right.
And then you're like, shit, I forgot the milk.
Right. Then you go to self-checkout, because I always do self-checkout. It's so much faster and efficient. But then I feel like I almost feel like I'm a burden because I brought too much stuff to the self-checkout area, but nobody checks it. So
just so we're all clear, you are.
I'm not. I go fast. Like I know where the.
That's what everyone says.
Nah, I've seen old people go through. And no offense, Mike Bastin, but I've seen old people go through self checkout, and they're like, oh, where's the UPC on this one? You know, and then they scan it, and then they're like really deliberate and slow, and then they're like, oh, which one will I do next? Yeah, I'll do the pineapple now, and they're really thinking through the process. Like when I get up there, it's just like, it's almost like a competition. It's like, how fast can I get through every single one of these items? And I buzz through them. I can bring through 20 items through self-checkout. Mike Bastin with 10 items, I'm beating him.
Do you, now, I don't like to laugh at ageist jokes like that, but what is the suggested limit of items in your self-checkout market area?
So they're controversial, but one of the local grocery stores in our area just and it was like all over the news, super big deal, they went to 10 items or less. And if you go over 10 items, the machine actually won't check more than 10 items unless you have the lady come over and scan her ID. And I tend to not go to that grocery store anymore.
Yeah, go fuck with that.
Yeah.
So two quick things on that. One, do you guys have like BJ's out there?
No.
You know what it is?
Well. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Grocery store.
Anyway, you can basically scan everything on your phone. And so you just have to, like, you pay through your phone. It's great. Like, you never have to go to the checkout, but it caps you at 20. Like, you cannot scan anything else. However, my local ShopRite, which is our supermarket, the self-checkout is 25 or less. Like, everyone's got to have less than 25. Like, 25 is a lot of stuff.
I don't know. I've seen people have a lot of stuff. People got big families.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess.
The real
Mike said, good luck. I'm a fucking demon through the self-service checkout. I'll be set having my coffee while you're still paying.
I probably called out the wrong guy there.
I should have picked on you. What we came for.
Yeah. Yeah, I should have called you out.
Do you bring your own bags in?
No.
Do you use the bags they have, or are you carrying it out like a Neanderthal, like through the store?
I'll put them in a plastic bag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and then I'll get as many of those plastic bags on one finger as I possibly can.
Sure. Well, of course. Yeah, yeah. Make sure the end of your finger is nice and white by the time. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So they only sell. Actually, I don't even know if they sell plastic bags here anymore. I think they might only have paper bags. But like, so I have to bring like reusable bags to the store, and I will scan stuff in like the order that I know it's going in the bag. So I like scan the heavy stuff first because it's going in the bottom of the bag.
You're what I thought Mike was.
Yeah, but I'm efficient.
Well, I don't know. You're like, ooh, do I want to put the, well,
No, when there's I, none of that. I know. I'm in the store with my trolley, Andy, I know exactly what bag these things are going in.
You're like, well, when I put them in the fridge, what order do I want to put them in? So, well, the milk should go last, actually.
Brad said, I refuse to do self-checkout. When they start offering a 20% discount to use it, I'll start doing their job for them.
It's not even about that. It's about my time. And I know that I'm faster than any checker out there. They're professionals at their job, but I can do it better.
How long do you think you have to work at a supermarket before you're like a professional there?
A week, and maybe even less. I don't know. But I think the problem is, you know, your first probably month, you're probably fast. And then you get sick of your job And once you've been there long enough, you're just like, as people come through, you're just like, you know, the monotony. But, you know, I go to the grocery store just enough to be excited every time I
hit
that self-checkout and I'm popping through it. And we do have an Aldi, but, they're a lot different than a grocery store, just their setup.
Agreed. I also have found that they are absolute maniacs at the checkout. Like, it's one of those where you're like, they're at the conveyor belt and it's just like, ding, 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 ding. Yep. And you're just like, this is not actually.
It's like, you got to go bag it yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they're just chucking it. However they, Agent Cooper says they're professionals, but I can do it better. Sounds like PSU talking about the IX goaltenders.
You're 100% right.
Mm-hmm. Brad said, I get the time argument, but that's just extra time I can use to check on football injury news.
True. And Agent Cooper, there's a slight difference here. You know, I'm talking about an unskilled worker versus Sean talking about, is that blasphemy? I don't know. Maybe that is blasphemy, but.
Yeah. We're at 81 minutes now, Andy. I feel bad since you're literally at work.
Yeah, I do probably have to get back to work.
You probably do. What's that thing on your desk behind you, your right shoulder? Doing some painting?
Oh, this right here?
Yeah.
It's just two folders with important work stuff in them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I'll share it with you later.
Is it the card distribution plan for later?
It involves...
I know exactly what this is.
Yep. Involves printers. This is a folder, actually, but printers and folders. And a folder.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Actually, how many likes do we have on this video, Andy? Who's even here?
Probably not enough.
That can't be enough, right? I mean, we covered 24 likes. The amount of stuff that we have covered on this show. And yeah, come on, please. Like the video. Anyway, speaking of time, I'm going to talk about it on tomorrow's show. It's already posted. And that's just what we're going to talk about tomorrow. So thank you, everybody, for coming. And good luck with your research on international friendlies before major tournaments.